In 2017, a workplace accident resulted in Phil Durst losing sight in his left eye. He experienced severe pain from the incident, which left him unable to tolerate light. He also experienced severe headaches 4 or 5 times a day. Then he underwent an experimental operation that aims to treat severe injuries in one eye with stem cells from the other eye. Durst said he went from being completely blind to seeing well enough to drive. Regaining his sight was an emotional experience for the 51-year-old from Homewood, Alabama. Durst was one of 4 patients to get stem cell transplants as part of the first study to test the method in the United States. Although additional treatment is needed, experts say the stem cell transplant offers hope to people who are not getting results from other methods. The experimental research results were published recently in Science Advances. A larger study is underway. The operation is designed to treat limbal stem cell deficiency. It is a disorder of part of the eye called the cornea. The problem happens after chemical burns and other injuries. Limbal cells are needed to keep the outer surface of the cornea healthy. Patients without limbal cells cannot have corneal transplants that are commonly used to improve sight. Dr. Ulla Yorkunas is an ophthalmologist at the treatment center Mass Eye and Ear in Boston, Massachusetts. She was the main researcher for the study. She said the experimental method involves taking a few stem cells from the healthy eye, then expanding them and growing them on a graft. The research took place at a laboratory at Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston. A few weeks later, the grafts are transplanted into the injured eye. Durst was the first patient to undergo the operation. The great part of it is that we're using a patient's own tissue, not donor tissue the body might reject, Yorkunas said. She said this method is better than a different operation that takes a very large piece of stem cells from a healthy eye for use on an injured eye, but risks damaging the good eye. Both of Durst's eyes were hurt in the accident. For 6 to 8 months, his sight was so bad that his wife or son had to lead him around. But his right eye was less injured than his left one and could provide stem cells for the transplant. Yorkunas also works with Harvard Medical School. She said Durst's 2018 operation was the product of almost 20 years of research. She said the researchers were happy to finally do the operation. All patients in the study reported that their cornea surfaces improved to normal. Durst and another patient were then able to get transplants of man-made corneas. 2 others reported improved sight with the stem cell transplant alone. A 5th patient did not receive the operation because the stem cells were not able to expand enough. Durst said the vision in his right eye is nearly normal, but the vision in his left could improve. He will have another operation in September to correct it. Researchers are finishing the next step of the clinical trial, which includes 15 patients. Yorkunas estimates that 1,000 people in the U.S. could be helped every year by this sort of stem cell transplant. The treatment has also been studied in Japan. I'm Gregory Stockel.